This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Rays Radio Network.
Slice down the left field line. It's a fair ball. The Rays win it, and they have just clinched the number one spot. They have won the American League Wild Card.
Welcome to Countdown to Opening Day.
Swing at a ball, sliced toward right. Back Hernandez onto the track, looking up, and it's gone! An opposite field homer! Yandy Diaz flexes his muscles, and the Rays win again in walk-off fashion.
Coming up, we sit down with Rays players, coaches, and front office executives to discuss the latest news in Rays baseball. Here's your host, Chris Adams-Wall.
From the Estadio Quisqueya in Santo Domingo, this is Countdown to Opening Day. And welcome to our latest program, everybody. My name is Chris Adams-Wall. We're so happy to have you with us once again here in the Dominican Republic. Now, on today's show, we'll talk to the Rays' Spanish-language broadcasters, Mr. Ricardo Taveras and Enrique Olliu, about broadcasting the first-ever Tampa Bay Rays baseball game from the Dominican Republic. Then I'll sit down with the Rays' Senior Director of Team Travel and Logistics, Chris Westmoreland, who will give us an inside look on organizing Tampa Bay's trip to Santo Domingo. But we are here once again at the Estadio Quisqueya in Santo Domingo, where the Rays are almost ready to battle the Boston Red Sox in Game 2 of the 2024 Dominican Series at the top of the hour. Aaron Civale will make his second start of the spring for Tampa Bay, and he's apparently wanted to pitch in this game since he found out about it, since maybe as early as November. So he's excited to do that, and he'll get the opportunity to take the mound against the Red Sox, the team he grew up rooting for in Connecticut. Garrett Whitlock is slated to throw for the Red Sox, a 27-year-old right-hander out of Snellville, Georgia, who went 5-5 last year with a 5.15 ERA. Andy and Neil will bring you all the action in just a bit. But before we get to the series finale, let's get to the first of our two interviews today. It's the Rays' Spanish-language broadcasters, Ricardo Taveras and Enrique Olliu.
I say this, no, don't have price. That's a wonderful, unbelievable. I'm here coming to my country, to the venerable, we call the venerable Estadio Quisqueya, Juan Marichal. I'm doing game from the Septimo Cielo, that's they called before. So I'm very emotional with that.
And what about you, Enrique?
Well, in our countries, here is not any different. They don't have what they call ADA, you know, Americans with Disabilities Act. So if I can come here and motivate somebody that says, I mean, somebody just did a feature on me and for one of the local papers, and I'm talking to a guy that approached me, a broadcaster here in the Wind Leagues for a long time and a player, and he wanted to talk to me and wanted to take a picture with me. To me, it's just the fact that, not that I'm a big deal, but that there is an ADAs, and to go have challenges here in this country, any of our countries, it's very difficult. So if I can motivate somebody, that to me means a lot, that if there's a visually impaired person that can come and say, yeah, I can do it, anybody can do it. And that to me, that's what it means to me.
Yeah. Well, Ricardo, we know that you are from the Dominican Republic,
yes. And
you were last here on Wednesday, so just a couple of days ago. But what was it like for you growing up here in the Dominican Republic? Did you come to this stadium as a kid to watch games? And what is it like to grow up in the Dominican Republic and be around the game of baseball?
You know, when I kids, we listened to the transmission by Radio Battery. I never coming here after 22 years old. I go to the stadium Cibao by when I have 14 years old, but I don't have too much visited to the stadium. But I love this stadium because it's too many legends, it's too many history. Yes.
And Enrique, I know that you're from Nicaragua originally, but We know that a bunch of amazing players have come out of the Dominican Republic. I actually have a trivia question for Andy and Neil that I will ask them either Saturday or Sunday, but what does it mean to you to be in this stadium, and what do Dominican baseball players mean to the game itself?
I think any Latin player, whether it's Harold Ramirez, a Colombian, Panamanian, such as Betancourt last year, or even Caballero this year, Nicaraguans, Erasmo, who we have on our team, others, like the Kofor, so many Latino players. I think the whole Latin culture is one thing, and I think any players, whether it's Cuban, Dominicans, otherwise, it means a lot to see all these guys and to see what hope that it brings, this kind of thing, to countries like here or anywhere else. It's a big deal, and that to me is what I feel, that it's a wonderful thing, because here you're part of this. It's beyond the game itself. It's beyond, it's to bring hope to people. To me, that's what it means.
And how excited were both of you when you found out that we were not only going to be playing a game in the Dominican Republic, so the Rays were going to be here, but that you guys were going to be traveling to call the game also?
Well, I go to let Enrique answer this question, because I know he got the right answer for that. My partner, can you do that for me?
Of course, thank you. Well, I think it was great. It was exhausted. I almost jumped and went about his high, because it's beyond. What I say is not beyond. It's not a game, it's a game. And I've been in this broad business for a long time, but when you come to a place like this, like going to Venezuela, going to Mexico, we were fortunate enough to do that, and that somebody can get something out of this. So when finally somebody says, we're here, and somebody brings us, and be part of the organization, you feel like you're part of it. So there we go. And so to me, that you're part of this, and that you're going for this, and they see it, that it's a worthwhile thing for everybody, for me, for Ricky, for the organization, for MLB as a whole, that they can say, hey, this too can go beyond the field of play, beyond the game itself, that they can really bring hope to people. And I think it shows what that MLB, if really going to do diversity and all that, that it really shows that.
You know, for me, my experience, this is my first big experience in Dominican Republic, because I'm doing play-by-play before from the MLB, but from the radio, not from the stadium. And this is the most wonderful part of my life doing baseball.
And this is the first time that the Rays have broadcasted a game from the Dominican Republic, correct? So that also has to feel pretty special, especially for you. You're from here.
Oh, yes. You know, all my friends, all my family, everybody know Ricardo Taveras and Dominican Republic. They're ready for listen. They yes, they have very special situation this day and tomorrow, too.
Not just that, I think we need to point out that, as we said before, and this is for Enrique Rojas from ESPN, that Ricky's the first broadcaster of Dominican Urgent that comes in with this organization to call games down here. Same as Junior Pepin for Boston, but I think we should talk about that he's the first Dominicans that come here and call for their organization, Big League Baseball, to come to the Dominican.
Well, you've talked about what it means to all the Latin players to be here, but specifically for the Dominican players, what about a guy like Junior Caminero? I mean, he's on the rise, obviously, the Rays' top prospect, the number three prospect in all of baseball, just 20 years old. How excited are both of you about what he is going to bring to the Rays, probably at some point this season and beyond?
I liked him last year when I heard one swing in BP, and I heard how that ball explodes off the bat. But you know, beyond the baseball, the kid's a humble kid, a very sweet kid, and a very nice kid. It's not just the skills that he has, but a really nice kid. It goes a long ways.
Well, see Junior Caminero, he has a big future. I'm sure we go to talk about him this year, next year, in 10, 10, 20 years, like a big star. Uh-huh. Oh, yes. There's no half discussion possible. Junior Caminero, this is the most younger Dominican boy I see with this kind of power.
Might have a little bit of Adrian Beltre in him. Yeah. Quick question.
That's good comparison, actually.
It's not bad, right? And
no.
he turned out okay.
Really unknown guy, three thousand hits and 500 home runs.
Right.
Yeah.
No big deal.
First ballot Hall of Fame. Yeah. Unknown guy.
Just another career, yeah. Let's talk about both of your broadcasting journeys, though, and how you started, how you got involved in the game of baseball. And let's start with you, Ricardo. Did you play baseball growing up in the Dominican Republic? And then when did you decide, you know what, I'm going to broadcast baseball now?
I'm start doing broadcasting after if I get injured. I played baseball before. I tried to sign with the Dodgers and Cleveland. But I don't know, I have that little accident, so I had the injury in my hands. If for that, I don't sign. But I'm start doing play-by-play in my town, La Vega, Dominican Republic. Yes, and what can I say? This, for me, is all. Yes. That, for me, is all, because I'm not doing another thing, only radio and play-by-play. And when I start with the Tampa Bay Rays, it's because Enrique called me. Yes, you know how a partner, and he say, I needed a Dominican partner, and he called me. We start working 2000 together.
Amazing.
Yes, and for me, it's a big experience work with this man.
And how about you, Enrique?
Well,
how did
for
you
me,
get started?
Listening to the radio, games on the radio in Nicaragua. Still, radio was king when I was growing up. There wasn't that much television. So all the live shows were on the radio. And I listened to all those radios, shortwave or otherwise, the AREFTS. And my dad and I would just listen to the radio. But not just that. So then I just knew I couldn't play anymore. At the blind school, they taught us how to play those sports. Whether it's in track and field, they taught us how to run track, how to do the flops, very flop. If we were doing softball, they'll show us a video of the theory of the sport and adopt that stuff. And yet we would do that, you know, and we would learn how to play. So I played, but I was competitive. Dad wanted me to be competitive, but I know I couldn't go any further. So I decided I love the radio. I love listening to this. So I started banging around, being a stringer in Nicaragua, doing a talk show here in Tampa as a volunteer. I didn't care. I could just go. In the beginning, when I was a volunteer, I was just happy I could get into every sporting event there was, tennis, boxing, any of them. And I said, I can't believe somebody's letting me in.
Yeah.
And fortunately, then I did the Pelicans, the one-half season of the Pelicans, the Senior Professional Baseball League, which had veterans like George Foster, Ron LaFleur, Ossie Virgil Sr. was one of the coaches. Ossie Virgil Jr. was a catcher on the team, Pelicans. And then I just got lucky that Orestes Estrada had gone to college with me, and he was community development for the Rays, and he helped me get in the door for the Rays way back when. And so that's how I came.
That's amazing. And now here we are in the Dominican Republic. Ricardo and Enrique, thanks so much for joining us. We're so happy you guys are here. Have a great call this afternoon. Hope the call last night was great on Saturday night. And thanks so much for joining us on Countdown Opening Day. Good luck. We can't wait to listen.
Thank you, Chris.
Chris.
Thank you for the opportunity.
And we thank Ricardo Taveras and Enrique Oliu for taking the time to talk with us. We welcome Ricardo back home to the Dominican Republic, of course, and congratulate both gentlemen on broadcasting the first ever Rays game in the Dominican Republic last night. We'll go to our first break, but stay with us because we're coming right back with Rays Senior Director of Team Travel and Logistics, Chris Westmoreland, right here on the Rays Baseball Network.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
And we continue on Countdown to Opening Day. We're here at the Estadio Quisqueya in Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Chris Adams-Wall joined now by Chris Westmoreland. Westy, thanks for joining us. We know you're the Senior Director of Team Travel and Logistics, the perfect guy to talk to for something like this, the Dominican Series here in 2024, but we appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, Chris, thanks for having me, first of all. But, yeah, it's been awesome dealing with the Major League Baseball in this event. And our staff has been awesome to work with. And, you know, it's really rewarding to see these kids be able to come back home and play, too.
Have you been to the Dominican Republic before?
I have. I've come actually a few times. When I was in the minor leagues, we came quite a bit. But seeing this facility and what Major League Baseball has done to it, it is astonishing.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the logistics for something like this. When did you find out that the Rays were going to be playing in this series? And then how do you go about organizing everything and setting everything up?
I mean, it was about a year ago when we were chosen to be part of the event. And, you know, again, Major League Baseball events, they do this all the time. So having them as a resource throughout the whole process was great. And then, you know, really it turns into a normal road trip for us. A few more heads on the plane, but ultimately it's the same as what we do during the season, just a little elevated experience for a lot of the travel party.
And I'm curious, do you look forward to these things? Like when you found out, like, ooh, we're going to the Dominican Republic, do you, as the senior director of team travel and logistics, start licking your chops a little bit to set up something as complicated as this could be?
I do. I love a challenge. Unfortunately, we've been able to go to the postseason several years. So going through that type of event, we've been to Cuba, we've been to Japan, we've been to several. Every time we're selected for these things, I love it because it's just another challenge for me and what I do.
And what have you enjoyed most about this weekend? I mean, there's so much to take in, right? You land and all of a sudden you realize, oh, we're going back Sunday. It's almost tough to soak it all in, but what have you enjoyed the most about this trip?
I can tell you right off the top of my head is seeing these kids and them talking about playing in front of their families is so rewarding for not only me, but our clubhouse staff, our training staff, just to see how happy they are. That typical bravado as a Latin player is just, it's brought down, and there you just see them as kids.
You've been with the Tampa Bay Rays for a long time now. How did you first come on with the team? Because you haven't always been in charge of team travel and logistics.
No, I came on in 1997 over from the Montreal Expos, and I worked in the equipment field there in the minor leagues here. And then I ran our clubhouse for 11, 12 seasons, and this is my 10th year doing travel. So I've been able to experience a lot of different areas of the organization, which has been awesome.
And what was it about team travel and logistics that sparked that interest in making the move from clubby to heading up something like this?
I like the challenge. I mean, you know, being in charge of, you know, on a normal basis, 70 to 75 people, being able to orchestrate that. You know, I try to take all the credit when things go good, but when it goes bad, it's somebody else's fault. But it's a rewarding job, and I just love to see these guys happy and our ownership and management happy, and then, you know, go one season to the next.
I was talking about it with someone on the flight, maybe, and we were talking about your job. That must be a pretty fun occupation unless something goes wrong. So, I mean, how do you, you've used the word challenge a lot. What are the challenges of setting up something like this trip to the Dominican?
You know, in my job, we depend on so many different outlets, whether it's the airline, whether it's bus companies, truck companies, hotels, ticketing operations. There's a lot of facets to my job that you're depending on a lot of people. And so something breaks down in those areas, it comes on you. And Cash was joking one year, he introduced me as the fixer. In some cases, I feel like I am. But I also don't want these guys to know that there's any trouble. Even when I ran the clubhouse, it was, you know, my job was to never say no. And I try, when the travel party's looking at me, I'm cool, calm, and collect. And then once they take the field, I'll go throw something in my office.
And I've heard that you do this job entirely on your own. Like, you don't have a George Costanza or anything under you, right?
No George. I wish I did. No. It's, you know, I consider myself someone organized, although on occasion I have a little hiccup and I'll realize, you know what, maybe I could use a little help. But I am somewhat of a control freak when it comes to this, again, because it's so rewarding in the end.
But you get to go on every single trip, right? And you do go on every single trip.
I do. And again, I enjoy it. I enjoy seeing the country. I enjoy seeing my counterparts at every city. And then I love working with our vendors. You know, our airline is amazing. Our hotel industry is awesome to our ball club. And, yeah, I wouldn't change it for anything.
This trip isn't done to the Dominican Republic, but do you have a favorite trip that you've taken with the Rays?
Wow, there's a few of them. I mean, postseason's always fun. It's always fun, although in my area we don't get to enjoy it as much as we'd like. But again, going through a full season and then knowing that, you know, there's, you know, 24 other teams that are sitting at home watching you, I enjoy that. So any postseason.
And how does this trip compare to the one the Rays took to Cuba back in 2016?
It's similar. You know, obviously this is a more developed country, so the facilities and you know, the logistics of all that are increased a little bit. But ultimately it's a travel party, hotels, buses, trucks, and the field operations. So it's really the same thing. It's just the, you know, the facilities.
So far it's been pretty smooth, yeah?
It has. See, now you jinxed it. Now you jinxed it.
We are at a baseball stadium.
We're going to have another interview after you screw this up. But no, it is. It's going great. And great cooperation from our staff. So, you know, in this type of travel party, we have department heads that I communicate directly with that kind of communicates information to their departments. And they've been awesome.
This is going to be my first full season with the Rays. Haven't been in the big leagues that long. I've obviously only been with this one big league team, the Tampa Bay Rays. You've been with the Rays for a long time, though. It's a really special organization, obviously. Everyone or anyone can talk at length about it. But for you, Westy, what do the Tampa Bay Rays represent? Why are they so special?
That's a great question because it's an easy answer. The people that we have here, unparalleled. From our ownership group to, you know, our baseball operations executives to the guys that we see in the clubhouse every day. And Kevin Cash sets an atmosphere here that all of us can relate to. It's relaxed. Everyone lets you do your job. There's a lot of banter, which makes it fun, and you kind of drop your shoulders too, which is great. And, you know, just all of our staff's wonderful. Really.
And I think we got a little bit of time left for maybe an abridged version of how you broke in to baseball as a club. You mentioned the Montreal Expos. Is that the team that you started with?
I did, yeah. I was at University of Tennessee, and I was actually hired by the Montreal Expos out of college. Was there for 2 years, and my boss there brought me over to Tampa Bay. And here I am, 27th season. I'm fooling somebody.
And favorite memories being up there in Canada? Obviously, they don't have a team anymore yet, right?
Fortunately, I was based in Florida. We had Florida operations there, but working for that organization was great. I mean, at that time, it was one of the best minor league systems of all time.
And one of the best Dominican players ever, Vladimir Guerrero, he went there too, didn't he? He played there.
And I actually had him in A-ball.
There you go.
How about that? That ages me. it's such a rewarding job and sport. And my advice to anybody that's in sport management or something is to get into baseball, and you'll enjoy it tremendously.
Well, we've enjoyed talking to you today, Westy. We thank you so much, and safe travels back home, and thanks for setting all this up. This has been great.
Of course. Thank you, Chris.
That was Ray's Senior Director of Team Travel and Logistics, Chris Westmoreland, or as we like to call him, Westy. Rays and Red Sox is nearly upon us with the first pitch scheduled for 1:05 p.m. Eastern Time, the second game of the 2024 Dominican Series here at Estadio Quisqueya in Santo Domingo. We'll be right back to wrap it up here on Countdown to Opening Day right after these messages. This is the Rays Radio Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
And we really appreciate Ricardo Taveras and Enrique Oliu for taking the time to tell us about broadcasting the Rays' first ever game in the Dominican Republic. We also want to thank Rays Senior Director of Team Travel and Logistics, Chris Westmoreland, or Westy, for sharing with us what it was like to plan and organize an event like this 2024 Dominican Series. That is going to do it for us here on Countdown to Opening Day. We will be back on Saturday, however, ahead of the Rays clash with the Minnesota Twins at 12:30 p.m. And then following that, of course, will be the MLB Spring Breakout game. So a lot of baseball, and that's, of course, the one where both teams' prospects will go head-to-head. So we will look forward to that. Special thanks to Derek DeBose, though, back in our network studios, as well as Chris Miller and Becca Carney for on-site assistance, plus additional help from Andy Freed, Neil Solons, Jared Greenspan, and Max Tanzer. I'm Chris Adams-Wall. We're getting set for the Rays and the Red Sox. Game 2 of 2024, of the 2024 Dominican Series, rather, right here at Estadio Quisqueya in Santo Domingo. Hard to believe we're going home tonight right after the game. It has been a whirlwind of a weekend, but it has been a ton of fun. And you know it's been fun for those who hail from the Dominican Republic. We will see you next time, though. We hope you enjoy the game, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Countdown to Opening Day.
As this ball is blasted to straightaway center, this ball is long gone.
If you missed any of the show, download it at RaysBaseball.com/radio.
Speaking of the Jungle Cruise, that one is into the jungle, well into it for Randy Arozarena's 19th home run of the season.
Opening Day will be here before you know it.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out, the Rays win.
For tickets, visit RaysBaseball.com.